This week on It's So Bad, we're playing the game of gods of wars. We're playing the game God of War here on It's So Bad.
Great, Mike. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. It's been a long day. We've discussed.
We'll clarify. This is God of War 2005.
Oh, we're going to do that already? Yeah. Well, this is It's So Bad, the podcast where we discuss old games. We have one rule on this podcast, and that rule is called the Cuphead Rule. We will not talk about any games that are less than 5 years old. So, yes, this is the original God of War from 2005. March of 2005 we're talking about this week. But yes, Matt, what have you been playing recently?
I've been playing a lot of Metro Exodus, which is, do you know anything about Metro? Have you played the Metro games before?
I know about it. I know about that it's what people have said, that it's a weak analog to Stalker. That's what I've heard about it.
Right. I played a handful of hours of the first Metro. I played a bunch of Stalker, Shadows of Chernobyl.
Okay.
Exodus, the most recent one, is by far the closest to Stalker, because it's more, you're outside of the first two games were more in the metro itself, and now you're on this train in the rest of Russia, so it's a lot of outdoor environments.
Okay.
But it's really cool. It's, I've heard it described as like an open world game, and that's not quite accurate, because
it's like semi-open world.
Yeah, you go from like zone to zone. And while you're in those zones, it's open. You can kind of do whatever you want. But then what's cool is a lot of it is curated. You know, you'll go into sections where you go underground or go into a bunker or to a camp or whatever. And they're very curated from that point forward.
Do you like the story? I've heard people say that the story kind of sucks.
The story's interesting. I mean, I didn't play all of the first two games, so I don't know much background, but
I've heard they're discrete stories.
Right. Actually. So, I mean, the gist of the story so far is that you've come out of the metro. You're convinced that the Russian government is still functioning.
Okay.
And that they're still at war with the West, which is what caused, you know, the nuclear war.
Right.
And then you're slowly kind of finding out that there is no war going on and that there's just wasteland, and it's how your characters kind of deal with that. Some of them are convinced, some of them still think that the government's out there. But it's really cool. It's I've been playing it on the Metro games have this like hardcore kind of difficulty thing where they remove like all the HUD, and you know, I have characters like speaking in Russian, so it's really immersive.
Yeah, you changed over to Russian. I've heard that also helps the game quite a bit as well.
Right. I wonder how goofy the English voice acting is, but when in Russian, it's super convincing.
Yeah.
It's
I wonder what they're actually saying in Russian is convincing, because right. you don't know, but right, they just sound like they're playing the part well.
Right. Well, it's funny too. They use English every once in a while. They'll throw like English slang or whatever into the Russian.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it.
Cool.
It's one of the better single-player first-person shooters I've played in a while.
That's cool. Yeah, Doom Eternal comes out this year, so that should be good.
Right. I'm extremely excited
for that. First-person shooting game.
I will say, too, Metro is probably the best-looking game I've played.
Really?
Yeah, it's super. I mean, I got one of those new video cards.
Yeah.
So it's got all this ray tracing and shit.
I don't even know what that is. Can you explain what that is at all?
It's essentially, prior to ray tracing, they played a lot of tricks to get certain shadows and lighting to work.
Yeah.
And the concept with ray tracing, or the idea with ray tracing, is they're actually calculating the first reflections and the second reflections off of different surfaces.
Oh, that's why they're always talking about mirrors and how mirrors will be like a big thing.
Right.
Once this
comes
out.
If you see like a puddle in the floor,
yeah,
you'll see like an accurate reflection off of it.
My God, where we've come from as a video game world, we're looking at puddles and mirrors.
Yeah.
And
well, what's really cool is if you're in the dark in this game, which you are a lot, and you're in like a firefight, the muzzle flash from your gun like reflects down the gun and like lights up the room really well.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's immersive. It's really good.
Cool. What have you been playing? Yeah, I've been playing a lot of shit for this podcast.
A lot of shit. Literal shit?
No, not literal shit. But some good shit for this podcast and for upcoming podcasts. Mm-hmm. But besides that, last night, because none of you idiots were around to play Apex Legends, which is another thing I'm playing a lot of,
right.
I played like 2.5 hours of City Skylines for like the first time yeah. ever.
A first time ever?
Yeah, oh, wow. I've never played that game. I bought it on a whim when some Steam sale was right. on.
It's a lot of fun.
That game's just straight up SimCity.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
It's like deeper SimCity, right. I guess. In some regards.
Yeah. Yeah, there's subtle differences, but yeah, it's essentially SimCity.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
What are the subtle differences? I think there's presentation things that are subtly
different. Right, I guess that's true. And I didn't play the most recent SimCity. The one that like broke SimCity.
I played SimCity 3000 was the last one I played.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I don't know how accurate this is, but I don't ever recall a SimCity having such good curved roads.
Oh, yeah.
Which kind of like, you know, changes
things. I don't think they ever had curved roads.
You know, I remember SimCity 2000.
Personally, by the way, I hate, as somebody who's like OCD, yeah. curved roads are the bane of my existence.
Yeah, because you can really screw it up where you only get like a little block of... Yeah.
I also don't. Zoning. I don't like how you have to like how the zoning works, and there's like big sections. I wish I could like pick out the individual sections. Right. I could.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can split them up, but yeah, I get
what
you
mean. Yeah.
Traffic is the big thing in that game.
Yeah, and I just
managing traffic.
In like 2 hours, I got to the point where my city was built a metro line for the first time.
Okay.
Because you unlock things as right. your city gets bigger in the tutorial. Because I wanted to like see what's in this game,
right.
and yeah, I just was like, wow, this is. SimCity. So far, I'm sure there'll be more stuff to unlock.
Mm-hmm. Did you run into issues where you had too many dead bodies yet, and you couldn't get them out of the city?
No.
Because that becomes an issue where you have no place to put your dead,
and there's the cemetery. Hearses
are backing up.
And... No, so I ran into the issue where people were trying to get rid of their garbage, and they couldn't because the landfill got filled up.
Right.
And you're supposed to empty it, I guess.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that.
You always realize too late, and then... Yeah,
because
you're filling it as fast as you're getting it out.
Yeah, and there's no tutorial about it, so yeah. I had to built an incinerator,
a secondary trash yeah. bin. Yeah,
I built an incinerator and a secondary landfill, and right. I was like, God damn it, this. Yeah. But yeah.
I think I generally did that. You'd have like a place to destroy the trash with places to put the trash to be destroyed next to it.
Well, they don't do that though. The incinerator is just there to. Burn it, and they store it too.
Right.
And then they burn it, and they make energy.
Okay.
But they have garbage trucks, so they're going through the right. city too.
Yeah,
that's one of the cool things about SimCity or Cities versus SimCity. You actually see the stuff moving around.
Right.
So if you have buses and making bus lines, is pretty cool. You don't do that in SimCity.
Right. Yeah, like the exclusive traffic lanes and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, that. Right. I mean, it gets super detailed. Yeah. I'm not there yet, right. so.
There's a lot of. Modding and stuff you can put into the game as well.
Yeah,
they have like a whole Steam Workshop,
and it seems much more loosey goosey with the money. And SimCity, you had to like work to earn money
right.
and like fuck around with taxes a lot.
Uh-huh.
This, they're like, money here it is.
Yeah, so I think with
they
this,
want you to keep building
with this game too. I mean, I'm rusty on SimCity, but you can do a lot more like progressive sort of things for your citizens that make them happy, but then cost money.
Yes, like deregulating drugs,
right,
for example.
Right, right.
But yeah, so that was fun. But playing Apex Legends as well. So that's, I know you've been playing that as well.
Best Battle Royale game?
I can't say it yet. I don't know.
I think
so. I was thinking about it, and like a year ago, I was basically thinking to myself, I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast, but, or if we, I have to like go back and listen to the PUBG versus Fortnite one. Because I was always like, if somebody got the balance between these two games right,
yeah.
they would make $1 billion. And yeah. this game does that.
It's a good thing for EA.
Yeah. We'll see what they do to monetize it. I'm curious because they haven't done much
right.
so far. They've been basically trying to get people to sign up for their Origin subscription so that they can get Apex coins and unlock characters.
Well, yeah, it's funny. You don't really even... I mean, you get a bit of currency from... the signing up for the Origin premiere, but that's all you get. I mean,
they don't have anything yet. They don't right. even have a season pass. Season
right.
passes yeah. might come out by the time this podcast is out,
yeah.
which is on Tuesday.
As long as they don't make maps DLC, I don't really care what they do, as long as it's a free game.
Yeah, as long as they don't make it so that you can power up your character.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Make the game dumb.
I thought that goes without saying, but I guess it doesn't.
There's a guy who, not a guy I work with, a guy I used to work with, who said to me one time, he's like, I don't play games anymore unless they're monetized. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he said, well, I make a good amount of money now, and I don't want to have to waste my time on a game being bad.
His time's more valuable than his money.
Yeah, and I was like, Jesus Christ, that is some privilege talking. I didn't like that person after that conversation. But yes, we are here on a podcast. It's called It's So Bad. We have a series. Actually, you can follow us on the Twitter. It's at It's So Bad Pod, and subscribe on iTunes and Google Play and Spotify and all that jazz. But what is our endless list? Can you describe what our endless list is?
It's a comprehensive list of every video game that matters so far, and all but one are at least 5 years old.
Yes.
And they're ranked.
Okay.
What goes into a ranking is influence, actual, fun factor. What else would you say? Impressiveness for the time.
Yeah, those are the factors we consider, but this is what we do. Talk about a game, we put it on our list. We have right now 23 games on our list. We're about to add our first ever PlayStation 2 game.
Wow.
And that's God of War. We only have one other PlayStation game, which is Resident Evil on the list. But there will be more coming in the near future.
Cool.
So, what is your... Or before we get into your history, this game came out on March 22nd, 2005. It was a year and a half before the PlayStation 3 was released. This is a late release PS2 game. God of War 2 came out in 2007. A year after PS3 came out.
Right.
That's crazy. Developed by Sony Computer Entertainment Santa Monica Studio.
So is that straight up the same studio as God of War 4, the new one?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's cool.
Did you play this game back in the day?
I did. I played it on a PS2. Did you play a PS2 version, or did you play the remaster, like the up-res?
PS2 version.
Okay. Yeah, I played it. I mean, I didn't play it when it came out. I played probably closer to 2007. But I played 1, 2, and 3. I liked them all a lot at the time. And I played the most recent one for, actually just finished it like a month ago.
So where I was in 2005 was I was in college.
Okay.
And I looked at this game and I was like, holy fuck, that's what people think that video game players play.
Okay.
And I was like, I am not that person.
Wow, okay.
Because I just looked at it, and it looked like a raging masculinity boner. All the advertisements.
I mean, that is what it is.
So playing it today, there are more extreme masculinity boners out there, where I don't think that existed back in the day. So,
true.
So looking back on it, it's like less than it was, but like there's some shit in this game where I'm like, what the fuck is happening? This game was made in 2005.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
So did you... Is this the first time you played it then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I also, like, in 2005, I was living in Vermont, and I was in college, and I considered myself a bit more...
An intellectual.
Enlightened. An intellectual playing games like Resident Evil 4.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
What else was 2005? Yeah. 2000... Actually... 2000, more like 2006, I was playing like Resident Evil 4. I actually played Manhunt, which I preferred more than this.
Oh, more than this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up. Like Halo 2 came out around here.
Yeah.
KOTOR 2.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 3.
It's weird.
So there's a lot of good games from this time.
I didn't realize how late of a release this was.
Right.
This is a late PS2 release.
Yeah. I think this genre specifically, this like kind of brawler, whatever you want to call it, action adventure game.
Yeah.
I mean, this game came out 2 years before the first Assassin's Creed. So I think like that genre kind of over the past 15 years changed quite a bit or evolved quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of fed, like, those games fed off each other within the genre, whereas, you know, first-person shooters could, for instance, could be, you know, more siloed and, you know, one game could have certain mechanics for one reason and another, whereas I think a lot of these action-adventure games kind of took each other as, you know, influences.
Right.
Things like that. So it's important to keep in the context of 2005 for this type of game, I think.
Yeah, I mean, this game, I guess that what they said they wanted to do, the team at Sony Computer Entertainment Santa Monica wanted to combine the action of Devil May Cry and the puzzle solving of Ico. So that's what they, what was their intent. I think they might have got the Devil May Cry part.
Right.
Puzzle solving was,
it was
kicking boxes around.
I mean, there's what, the hardest puzzle was like the Tetris puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No.
But that's the hardest one in the
game,
right?
I guess, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
what was more difficult than that?
I wouldn't say, so, mentally difficult, that was probably the most,
right.
But, like, frustratingly difficult. There are a couple where you're pushing boxes up hills and there's guys attacking you.
This game loved pushing boxes.
Very frustrating.
I think the hardest pushing boxes puzzle was when you have to put the guy into the incinerator.
Yes, that's the first thing I thought about.
That was really cool, though. Like, I remember playing that the first time and thinking that was just a sick thing to do.
That you needed to drop a guy, put him into the incinerator to offer him as a sacrifice to move on. Yeah, that was pretty
cool. I mean, even if it wasn't, you know, mentally challenging to come up with that solution, it's still a fun thing to do when you're the God of War. Almost the God. Not yet the God of War, but soon to be the God of War.
Hey, spoilers here.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry.
This game had, so one thing, so I've been playing a lot of PS2 games recently for the podcast, and a couple, I think I've played in the past like 2 years, like four or five, and I can complain so much about the cameras in every fucking PS2 game. I don't know why, like they just can't get the camera right. And I feel like in Nintendo games, they got the camera semi-right, Super Mario 64 cameras are better than a lot of the PlayStation 2 cameras that I play.
Cameras are always seem to be a challenge for some game developers. Do you not think so?
Not anymore.
I guess not. Yeah, they kind of figured out like third person.
I was playing a PS3 game and I was like, oh, these cameras kind of suck, but they're not that bad. Like, I can deal with them. But like God of War, for example, they had a lot of platforming.
Yeah.
And the way they did the cameras was to make them static in a lot of regards or like slowly moving, which Resident Evil does it, but it's different.
I was going to say, this reminds me of our Resident Evil talk. I like fixed cameras in...
I like the fixed cameras in Resident Evil, but when you try to do platforming in God of War,
right,
and what happens is the camera either moves suddenly or it shifts perspective when you're like trying to balance on a beam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It makes it really hard to do the platforming.
You know what would have fixed this problem?
What's that?
Tank controls.
No.
No?
No.
Because then it moves the camera, but the controlling stays relative to your character's facing.
Yeah, but you got to go
That's
either...
That's why you use tank controls.
You have to go either one way or the other.
Right,
because
yeah, you can't swap.
You can't swap back and forth. It sucks.
You got there before me, but I was going to say I liked the fixed cameras in this game.
I didn't mind them. I actually have a note down here, and I don't think this is true now that I'm reading this, but I said, although not as bad as Resident Evil, I still hated cinematic cameras. That's my note that I had down.
Yeah,
I
thought that was a positive,
I think,
personally.
They did a better job of like telling a story with the cameras in Resident Evil, I think that the cameras are just better in...
Well, in Resident Evil, the fixed cameras had a game design reason, you know, like it made you feel more vulnerable hearing zombies' footsteps, you know, and them being off screen.
Right.
And that kind of thing. And in Resident Evil, you could have mirrors that would reflect down a hallway.
Yep.
This, it was strictly, I think, a cinematic feel, and, you know, the spectacle is what they were focused on.
Yeah.
At the cost of gameplay.
Right. I thought it was funny, the director and creator, his name's David Jaffe, he said, if players hate cinematic camera systems, nothing we can do will help you like the God of War cameras.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. I liked it. you didn't. I think it's fair.
So I did not hate this game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there were some elements of the story and like the things where I was like, this is fucking dumb.
Yeah.
But and there are some certain sections like I wanted to fucking pull my hair out.
Like what?
We'll get there. Okay, okay, but okay. There's like, but one of the ones is the moving the soldier up the hill to light him on fire.
Right,
that made me want to pull my fucking hair out. But yeah. You mentioned too that you asked if I played the modern version versus the PS2 version.
Right.
PS2 version actually has something that I think a lot of late PS2 versions had, which is progressive scan mode.
Oh, okay.
Which actually makes this game look pretty good on a modern TV.
That's what switches it to component out versus like RCA?
No, it just changes the resolution. Okay. I believe.
Like up to, yeah, like.
Yeah.
Did it go? Did it's like PS2 go to 720p?
No, it's like 480p. 40i or something. Yeah, I think. But that, I saw that in Beyond Good and Evil 2, and when you play those two games in that mode, it mm-hmm. looks a lot better. It doesn't look like an HD game, but it looks much... It looks like a Wii game, actually.
I mean, at the time, this game looked really good, I thought. I distinctly remember every time God of War came out that I was very impressed with what it looked like. And how, like, you know, smoothly the game felt.
Yeah, it looked
given
very...
Given how good it looked.
It wasn't the best games of the time. I mean, Shadow of the Colossus was out at that time, which was probably arguably... one of the best looking games.
Yeah, that did certain things with scale though. That
right. And lighting was something it did as well.
Yeah, true.
So you are Kratos, a Spartan who is defeated by barbarians. Barbarians, and I don't know, who are the barbarians?
Barbarians from the east, it says.
Oh, are they barbarians from the east?
Which I was trying to think.
Genghis Khan?
Is it Mongols? Is that
maybe?
Like... it's a fictional kind of universe, so I wonder how the timelines line up. They didn't look Asian.
No, they
looked... They looked like Northern European...
Yeah, like Russians, maybe. Right, or like Germans or something.
Yeah, I wonder. Because it takes place in Greece, so...
Right.
The east... I guess you could call, Russian.
They're not Persians,
right?
So.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, it must have come a long way.
This was before. What's that movie where the guy kicks the
God of Earth? 300.
Yeah, this is before 300. So,
true.
He asks Ares, the god of war, for help, which he grants and gives him his blades of chaos.
Yes,
I am a video gamesman. I have blades of chaos.
They are seared to his wrists.
Yes, with chains.
Right.
He mistakenly kills his wife and child in a blind rage, and then he promises...
But Ares puts him there.
Yes, and
it's
Ares
like a trick.
Tricks him into killing his wife and child somehow, which...
I think he does it so that Kratos doesn't have a distraction anymore? Isn't that what he says? He's like, oh, now you can really be...
Now you're mine.
Yeah.
You're my little weapon.
Be a real warrior.
And then the oracle of the village where his wife lives, the village of Athena...
Right.
Curses Kratos and binds their ashes to the skin.
I had completely forgotten about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
That is really neat. I
didn't really understand the whole ashes, the why his skin was white, and then I was like,
that's
pretty cool.
Neat.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool idea.
I actually think the story in this is fine. It's good. I like the story.
It's funny though, Kratos isn't like, he's kind of a dick. Like, he's not...
Oh, yeah, he's an asshole.
Like, no one in the story is good.
He kills so many people.
Right.
By the way, he's a Spartan, which are basically fascists, right? So he's just invading villages all over the place and murdering and slaughtering people.
And Ares saves his life, and then he gets pissed off that Ares still wants him to do stuff for him.
Yeah, so then he goes and tries to kill Ares, and that's the whole impetus of the game, right?
By the way, Ares, Liam Neeson, right?
Is he in the
game?
Did
you get that vibe?
No, I don't
know. He looked so much like Liam Neeson.
Oh, he looked
like
him?
I looked it up. It's not actually, you know, based off of Liam Neeson.
I thought he looked really dumb, to be honest.
It looked like they took a photo of Liam Neeson, like photoshopped it purple or whatever that color, you know, his skin, and just put a fiery mane around his face.
And that is funny. I was reading another Sony game, Horizon Zero Dawn, about it, and the guy who created Aloy, who's the main, the principal protagonist in that game, he was, like, homesick one day, and he saw some movie with a random actress, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to make her into the heroine in this game, and base her face on it.
I always thought that Aloy was a lot like the, I don't know her name, but the one of the wild people from Game of Thrones.
Oh, no, she's not. Yeah.
Similar. It's like, you know, long orange hair and uses a bow.
Yeah, I forgot what her name is in Game of Thrones. My geekdom is failing me. But Jon Snow's love interest before she dies. Spoilers for people who haven't watched that series. That happened like 5 years ago, so go fuck yourselves. But yeah, so Ares starts attacking Athens for some reason.
He attacks Athens because he's mad at Athena?
Yes.
Is Athena his sister, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're all interrelated because they're all gods.
Right. Yeah, he's like for some reason pissed off at her. And... because she...
but it's, like, super vague.
It's not... yeah, it's not clear. Yeah. And she is the one that tells Kratos to go kill him.
Right.
Right. And Zeus is like, I'm not getting involved.
And then what we find out is, as soon as you beat the first level, which is on a ship, after you beat the Leviathan, you go to Athens, and you're surrounded by naked women. And what you find out is that there are tits everywhere in this game.
Yeah. Is there a female character besides the Oracle that... and your wife and child that...
don't have show their tits?
Right.
I don't think so. Right. No, they all...
it's like every single character.
Every single woman in the game shows their tits for some reason. I do not understand it. Did not like that.
Yeah, that did not age well.
as soon as I saw that, I was like, first off, I've played a lot of video games, Matt. Played a lot of video games. And there are not a lot of video games where you see naked women.
Right.
And if you do, it's usually...
it's like a scene.
A scene. Like, it's made a big deal that you're seeing these tits. And these tits were in this game were just fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening? It's like they just did not care about women.
Nope.
And you don't even see his wife and child that often, or the Oracle. There's like two scenes with them.
Right. Yeah.
So, and they're the only people that are clothed.
Athena, I guess, is clothed.
Yes.
But she's like a spectral kind of...
I don't think you've ever really see her.
I thought she's the, who's the god you talk to, the female god?
Yeah, but I don't think you see a spectral vision of her. I don't think like her.
Oh, I thought that was her, but
maybe. I don't know. I haven't played the second one yet, so we'll see.
We'll see.
I did like the combat of this game. I thought it was very good. It was very, it flowed very well.
Yeah, it's punchy, responsive. I think Blades of Chaos are still, I think, one of the coolest video game weapons.
Really?
I really think they're sweet. Mm. I mean, I think using them and getting joy out of, you know, swinging them around is half the reason that the combat is as enjoyable.
Have you played Bayonetta?
No, I haven't. No. I know.
If you like this game, play Bayonetta. Yeah. Like... it's basically the same idea, which is, and I have not played Devil May Cry, which seems like it's the same thing too. You like can combo stuff, but the way she moves, especially in Bayonetta 2, is like so cool.
Yeah.
She has fucking guns on her feet. She has guns in her hands. Yeah. She does like cool witch magic.
She has a lot of like hair stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like witch magic. Yeah. You can go into witch time. So if you do a dodge in this game, it like... does it slow down? I don't remember.
No.
So in Bayonetta, when you dodge, it slows down time, so it makes it, like, extra cool.
That's sweet.
So it's basically... Bayonetta is basically this game.
Right. Yeah,
except
I mean,
I think it's infinitely cooler, although I haven't played the other... I need to play 2 and 3 of God of War.
Well, I certainly think 2 and 3 are better than 1.
Yeah.
I think 3 for me was, like, the peak of this
and
style.
And you just played the new one.
I did play the new one, but the new one is such a departure from... the first three that it's hard to compare.
Yeah, so this is what would you describe the gameplay as? It's action adventure?
Yeah, it's a
so it's like, I mean, a beat 'em up. It's like a modern beat 'em up.
It's a beat 'em up combined with an adventure game.
The one thing I didn't like about the combat was that the bad guys were very bullet spongy.
Yeah, definitely.
So like you just keep hitting them.
My biggest beef with the combat in all these God of War games is you get to the point where you get a button prompt over their head and then you start the QTE and it's the same exact animation for every monster. I don't know why they didn't animate 2 or 3.
Yeah.
every God of War game makes this mistake.
If there were like two or three different animations, it would make it so much better.
When you compare it, I know it's slightly different, but when you compare it to Doom, where the glory kills or whatever.
Yeah, but that's like 10 years after it, obviously.
God of War 4 does the same thing. Oh, they really only have one animation for every... I'm almost certain you have one animation. It's not as dynamic as Doom, where you can target different body parts and from different angles and stuff like that.
And it never looks the same.
Right.
Right.
You see the same animation over and over. Maybe there's more than one in God of War 4, but there's not enough.
There's also in the combat, you get pancaked a lot. So, like, you'll just, like, get hit.
You just mean, like, from you get surrounded?
No. So sometimes you get hit by a guy, and it... The whole combat is flow, right?
Right.
So you're trying to spin your way around and hit as many people.
And you want
to
keep the combo going.
Yeah, keep the combo going. Sometimes guys hit you and they just kind of flop on the ground. And it's so fucking annoying. Like, I want them to give me damage but not make me stop for 10 seconds.
Right, and interrupt your motions.
Right.
Yeah. I think while the combat's pretty simple, I think maximizing your combo is kind of a fun thing to do. Motivated me to keep trying to get better at it.
And you could do different things. Like, there was a move list you could go through. There was one move that I found, and I forget what it was, but after I figured out that move did a million more damage than every other move, I just used it the whole time. But that was only until, like, the last tenth of the game, I'd say.
Yeah.
I found it.
Which super... powers or magic did you find yourself using most?
I'm trying to think here. I never used the turn to stone.
The Medusa head?
Yeah, because that's stupid. It took too long.
That got better. If you upgraded it, you could do like an instant flash, but yeah. I used mostly the Poseidon Rage or whatever.
Lightning?
AoE. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the other ones?
The Army of Chaos is the other one.
Oh, that one was really good. That was good. Is there a fourth one? I'm trying to remember.
I mainly used the two. Medusa's head you had to use for that one puzzle, I think, but
yeah. And you had to stop guys
on
all the puzzles were super easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, as we said, like fuck kicking the fucking box.
Yeah.
The box so stupid.
But it's funny it was funny going back to one after four and seeing the similarities between the two, because like four has box puzzles too. They're not as oppressive, but
yeah, just the whole, you know, the main problem with it was I want to move this box by him pushing it,
right?
But they want you to push it by kicking it,
right?
And to kick it, you have to like charge
it's
it up,
start up, yeah,
and then get it. And then there's sometimes there'll be guys attacking you. It's like, what the fuck,
right?
So fucking annoying.
Maybe you should have used the Medusa's head to freeze them, and then it would have been easier.
Oh, freeze the bad guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because then they wouldn't respawn.
Yeah.
But that's not what they want. That is not what they want you to do. Yeah, we mentioned pushing the guy in the cage up the fucking hill. Killing the centaurs in the circle was super fucking annoying. So, first off, it wasn't hard to kill the centaurs.
No.
Yeah. You have to get them in the circle.
You have to lure them.
Yes. Yeah. So that wasn't hard. But for me, I didn't realize there were two circles because of the camera angle. So okay. I was only stuck on one circle, and I was sitting there for like a half an hour killing all these guys. And I was like, how many fucking things do you want me to offer to the gods?
Right.
Yeah, so there's...
What was it? You had to kill some in each circle?
Yeah, there's two circles, and you had to kill a bunch of them. So that was super fucking frustrating. And the Tetris one was a little bit challenging.
I thought the only one that actually offered any kind of challenge. Mental challenge.
But even then, that one, I don't really know, like, I don't think I knew what I was doing when I was doing it.
You stumble into a solution.
Yeah. I did think that the enemy design was largely pretty blah for this game. There's just a lot of the samey enemies.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, like, the sirens, I thought were... I mean, I guess there's, like, the artistic design and then, like, the game design side. I think from a game perspective, they were all just, they weren't that different. Yeah, right. They were just the enemies. I guess the most different was maybe the Cerberi.
Yeah.
You had to kill them before they grew and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, aesthetically, I thought the Sirens were pretty cool with their jaw and like this, you know, the sounds that they would make and
right.
shit like that.
Those were pretty cool. I will say that the harpies.
Yeah. That fly around.
They're bald guys with tits.
Yeah. I mean, what is really a harpy? Weird,
really weird game. Yeah. Some of the shit that's in this game. A bald guy with tits is a harpy, according to God of War.
I just remember it being really cool at the time.
You know, how old were you when this game came out? I'm just curious.
I was 16.
This game was like the shit for you.
Yeah, I probably played it when I was like a senior in high school, and it was just so cool.
It's funny because I think we talked about it in a previous episode. When you hit like 18, 19, like your views of things can very drastically change.
Yeah, certainly.
So I was 2005. I was 22.
Okay.
Or 21.
You had been to a bar before.
I was like going to a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was.
Right. Yeah. The enemies were whatever. I thought the coolest, my favorite fight in the whole game was the Minotaur boss.
Oh yeah. That was really
cool. I thought that was
I have that on my list. Yeah.
And I thought that was so much better than everything else too. It was like leaps above every other fight. It was just like a well-designed boss battle.
Yeah, it was very good.
And it was like interesting and like cool, and
I enjoyed that one a lot.
But I thought that was like the lone bright spot.
I will say the last boss fucking was so dumb.
Oh, Ares?
So it's like you have this cool thing where you like, okay, first off, the whole thing is like we're going to find Pandora's box. Because Pandora's box does something.
Right.
And you're like, what the fuck does Pandora's box do? And like I've heard myths of Pandora's box. You don't want to open it because the world's gonna end.
Right.
And then, like, he gets Pandora's box, and he opens it up, and it just makes him big.
Supersized. And it's so goofy how it, like, just makes it, like, it's like someone just dragged a scale, like, thing and just made him big.
Yeah, so he can fight giant Ares.
And that's the power to kill a god, is they just make it big. That was pretty dumb.
That was super dumb, yeah.
And then, I don't know why games take away your powers.
By the way, also, he has a power where he summons spirits.
Right.
And, like, that's super cool. Yeah. Like, why wasn't, like, a superpower to summon spirits to kill a god? Yeah. But instead, it's just like, yeah, we're just gonna
supersize
you. Eat gamma rays to make giant God of War.
And then you lose all your powers, and you have to just fight him with a sword.
Yeah, and also, like, I found it that the sequence where you have to defend your family.
Right,
that's the interspersed.
Against the other Kratos.
Yeah. I thought at first, I was like, oh, this is cool. It changes up the thing. And then like, I got stuck trying to beat it because it was so fucking hard.
Yeah.
There's not very many like hard parts of this game. Right. But that part was like, I was like, fuck.
And it's weird. They feel like artificially hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
It's all bullet spongy shit. And
it's never
also
your fault. It's like, you got
the one superpower that we're forgetting is the throw lightning.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that, you have to use it in that part because there'll be a guy on a platform that's going back and forth, and you have to fight off guys while at the same time using this power in the distance, and it's, like, so hard because you can't target them.
Yeah.
So that was just super frustrating. A lot of this game is just
It's a bit of a relic.
It is a relic. Oh, well, so there are better older games. It has not aged super well. I didn't necessarily hate it.
But are there,
it was the worst game.
Are there better older games in the genre?
I haven't played Devil May Cry at all.
Yeah, I guess I haven't either.
So I got to go back and play those games. But I heard and 3 are pretty good.
I played the Xbox Ninja Gaiden. I can't remember if that came out before or after this. I want to say it came out. It had to have come out before.
Probably came out before. Because this game is like right on the cusp of Xbox 360.
And that was pretty good. I mean, I haven't played it since it came out. So it's hard for me to compare, but That's the main other one I remember besides Devil May Cry.
Yeah, it's hard for me to come up with examples of games that are in this genre that were
all I'm saying
similar.
Though is I think since this game, this genre has evolved.
I will say that Wind Waker came out before this game, and Wind Waker is like leaps and bounds out of this game
in
everything.
Yeah. It's a pretty different game, though.
Yeah,
the combat's quite different.
Right, but it's it's a different experience. In terms of, like brawly action games, I really can't think of any. I do. You know what game I want to play for this podcast, though, real bad, is The Bouncer. Do you remember that game?
Bouncer,
at all?
No. Yeah,
it was like an early PS2 game, and it's like they directly took the genre of beat 'em ups from 16-bit games, and uh-huh. they tried to make it a PS2 game.
Okay.
And it's like,
when you say like a 16-bit beat 'em up, you mean like a,
like Final Fight, Streets of Rage.
Okay.
But Square Enix made it.
Okay.
And it's like all cloud anime dudes.
Oh God.
Okay. And it's
is it at all well regarded or
no? Okay. No.
I was gonna say I've never heard of it, yeah, so it's, maybe.
So,
it's...
so I remember early PS2 really well because I was like really into the console, and like for a year before Metal Gear Solid 2 came out, there was like nothing on that system.
Right.
So you were like looking for anything, and you were like, oh, yeah. Is this gonna come out? And
I feel then like Final Fantasy X was like the only game I recall even
early
PS2.
Before,
around the Metal Gear Solid
time. The shit that I played the first year that came out, I don't know if you remember Kessen. That game was terrible.
Yeah.
There was Onimusha came out early, which wasn't that bad.
I never played Onimusha.
I'm trying to think of what else game, what other games came out. There was Ark the Lad. The first game that came out. So, yeah. Just in terms of the story, though, for this game, they didn't really tell you the story until, like, the last quarter of the game.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a problem, because there was a lot of, like, I have this character, and he has no real motivations except to kill everybody.
Right. And I'm trying to remember. So, it starts with you jumping off the cliff, right?
Yes.
And the whole game, you're pretty much like, why am I jumping off this cliff?
Right.
And then
they slowly reveal that, I think in the beginning of the game, you learn why you are Ares' like plaything, which is because you prayed to him and the quarter
that's
mark.
Still pretty. I thought that was a little bit further in. I thought that wasn't until like a chunk into the temple, Pandora's temple.
Even. Oh, maybe. Yeah,
it does go along.
That's another thing, too. I didn't realize that this game was like 75% in that Pandora's temple. Yeah. So I thought that was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah.
I thought,
yeah, because you get in, you approach it thinking it's just a level,
right?
And it's just like, all right, this is the Pandora's temple,
and
phase
like
the
entrance of it isn't like that grand.
Right.
We have to find the sirens in the desert,
right? Exactly.
And you're like, oh, this is whatever. And
it's like this is the desert section of
the
game,
right? And then you jump on the guy's back, and you're like, oh, cool, we're in the temple,
Kronos.
Yeah, Kronos. Right, yeah. But then you find out that game is pretty much all the temple.
I did think, I distinctly remember seeing the whole Kronos crawling to you with the temple on its back when I was younger, and that was pretty sick.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like the cutscenes in this game were pretty legit,
right? Yeah.
Even for the time, because I remember like Final Fantasy X cutscenes kind of sucked compared to this and weren't as cool. And yeah, definitely see how people would definitely really like this game.
Right.
It's just, this was, like, not the time for me to playing this game.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with girls, you know, chilling, having sex in Congress with other people.
I was
and
in high school.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, you know, it's not that different, but it's different enough from 22.
To
16.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a different time.
Right, different times.
You know, doing drugs and being a very big liberal.
Yeah.
At the time. I did not appreciate titties.
I was waiting for dinner for my parents.
I didn't even see the titties. I didn't even know about the titties until I played this game. Right. I just saw the TV ads of like this dude with chains killing demons.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is like, for me at least, what I remember of this game when it came out is that this game was what people would play inside movies when they were like
it's like the gamer kid, the son is like in his room playing this game,
right? Like in Grand Theft Auto 5, that guy's son was playing God of War.
Oh right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean it, I do remember though, you mentioned 300, like this is the first game I remembered that really touched on, you know, all the Greek mythology. And so, I mean, I thought that was all cool, you know.
Yeah, like, no, I think the story, like,
it's even become more back, tired since then.
Right.
But at the time, it was, you know, less explored, especially within games. I mean, I'm trying to think of other sort of Greek mythology games.
I did not hate this game. I thought that the story was interesting enough where I actually deliberately played this game before I played the PS4 one because I wanted to know a little bit of the backstory.
Yeah.
And I haven't played the PS4 one yet.
You haven't? Oh, no, I thought you had. My mistake.
I still want to play...
2 and 3?
2. I don't know about 3, but I do want to play at least 2 and see where that goes.
Right.
And how, I've read a little bit of the story, so that's fine. But I do want to play the games and see where they go and know a little bit more about the story.
Right.
But I played this game, and I'm excited to play 2 and 3 to understand more about the series. Because it definitely feels like there's a lot of potential.
They got better. I mean, I remember 3 being one of my favorite games of that year at the time, and it was just very impressive. I mean, it really leaned into QuickTime events and stuff like that, so if you really rage against that, it's okay.
I don't mind it. I played Shenmue back in the day that invented that shit.
Yeah. I think 3 really took it to the full extent and really laid into boss battles and spectacle and cinematics and everything else. And
yeah, I mean, one of the things I enjoyed in this game that I didn't even talk about was how they hide hidden pickups behind like the camera and stuff when you can get level up. I really enjoyed that because I knew as a gamer, you know where to look when you play those things.
It's like you drop into an area where it wants you to go forward, and it's like, just go back
a little bit. Yeah, and go like just outside of the camera, even though you can walk there.
Right.
And then you find a chest there. And I was like, oh, that's always super cool when you can do that type of stuff. And they hide that stuff in there. That's why I like love Breath of the Wild, for example, because you can like look anywhere and find something.
And it is cool that you take the extra time to do that to get like the extra red orbs and stuff, but that makes you more powerful to then get through the combat more quickly.
Right.
So it does balance.
I was super leveled up at the end of that game because I was looking for a lot of the things.
Yeah. And it kind of rewards you. It's nice.
It does.
It makes you feel more powerful.
More magic, more life bar, more level. Even though one of the dumbest things, by the way, from a design perspective, this game does not respect your time in a lot of regards because of the bullet spongy enemies.
Yeah.
But another thing that's like emblematic of that statement is that when you level up, you have to hold the button down. And at the end of it, when you have to like put a million red orbs to level up, it slowly ticks up, and it takes like, it literally, I think I got stuck on a part, right, where I saved and then I had to level up and then I kept dying because I didn't go back and save or like I had to get a little bit more to level up and then I'd go and I kept dying. So I had to go back and then I had to keep leveling up and I timed it one time and it took like a minute and a half to level up because of how long it took to fucking put all the red orbs and stuff.
Yeah. I'm trying to, I can't think of any game that's done that recently. That's thankfully something of the past now.
Super annoying.
A feature of the past.
So, we have our endless list of video games. It goes from Legend of Zelda to Pro Wrestling, the Sega Master System game. We have to include God of War now, our first PlayStation 2 game, on this list. So, number 24, where does our 24th game go on the endless list? Where do you want to start, first off, and we can go up or down from there?
Would you prefer to go up or down?
Prefer to go up.
You prefer to go up. I would start it at...
Well, we can actually discuss if we can go up or down depending on where you play.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't want to place it. I want to start it at maybe Paperboy, which is 20.
Definitely better.
Go up from there.
Better game than Paperboy. 100%.
I mean, I think that's clear. Okay. So I'm glad I didn't get any fight from you on that.
Better game than pro wrestling too, like without question.
Pokemon Snap is really cool.
Yeah, it's,
I like it.
It's just not...
It's just...
Not as like as much of a game, like something I want to sink my teeth into as God of War is.
Right.
God of War had better, has like fully featured out, has a storyline, has really interesting combat, is has a interesting legacy, especially with that new game that came out on PS4.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a better game than Pokemon Snap.
Quick aside, what did you think about the length of God of War?
For me, as a person who's whatever age I am, middle 30s, I forget where I am, either 35 or 36. At this point, I don't know what age I am, but I have a child who's 7 months old at this point, and have limited time to game. I was very appreciative that this game was 8 hours long.
I still thought it was too long.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought, I mean...
I don't think this game is that bad.
I like the game. I don't think it's that bad. I just
have my qualms, but...
I thought that the combat, by the end of it, it was just... didn't add enough variation, and it was just like, all right, I get it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've already been able to kill these dudes a bunch. Yeah. It's like...
The guys, they keep getting up. Yeah. And they get, like...
And you can't just run past them. It's not like you can, you know...
And they get buffed, too, and it sucks.
So I would say, despite it not being that long of a game, I still thought it was too long. But, you know, maybe people would have been pissed if they bought it and it wasn't.
Right. I think 8 hours at that point was pretty standard. Now people want like 20 hours. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. I don't want to do this for a lot of games. Like Red Dead Redemption 2 is like 40 hours. And I'm like,
it's at least 40 hours.
Do
I feel
want
like.
To do this? I will at some point this year, but.
As time goes on, I feel less and less good about Red Dead, despite what other people think.
Yeah. Ninja Gaiden is where the rubber meets the road here. Ninja Gaiden for Nintendo. Do you think that God of War is a better game than Ninja Gaiden?
I think so. I think this game has less bullshit.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I like Ninja Gaiden. I think it's a good game, but I think
Ninja Gaiden 2 might be a better game than Ninja Gaiden. So
right.
Even... I would say that the story, even though Ninja Gaiden has a cool story for the time with the cutscenes and stuff, that game has some serious, like, 6-2, that stage where it's just fucking retarded how dumb it is to lay out the way they laid out the enemies. It's just, they did it to make you not beat that game.
Right.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was a different era.
Right.
You're much more of a Ninja Gaiden expert.
Yeah, I think God of War is a better game.
I think it's better.
Now, do we want to put it ahead of Guru, Mark of the Wolves? Personally, I don't think so.
Yeah, this is kind of where I think it stops. I mean, I'm looking at the rest. I think Guru is a better game.
Yeah.
But just keep going up the list, like WWE, No Mercy. You know, you convinced me last time that was better than Guru.
And I think Hotline Miami is a better game.
I think Hotline Miami is definitely a better game. So. And then and Star as Fox you go 64, up, yeah, I mean, I think the rest of those games up the list are better. Even The Legend of Zelda, I think, is a better game.
Separate conversation. Yeah. So we're going to put this as our new number 17.
Yeah, I think this is better than Ninja Gaiden. And I think Guru, Mark of the Wolves, is a better game than God of War 1.
All right, we're going to do that. We're going to put... God of War 2005 for the PlayStation 2 as our new number 17 game. And one thing, too, to remember is you can find our complete endless list up on our Medium page. We keep that updated. It's also in the podcast description for you to check out the complete list. And as it grows, it will go longer and longer and longer.
But so long.
It's going to be endless.
Well, that's not true. I mean, there's a finite amount of games out.
Is there? Though. Have you seen Steam? True. Steam is true. I don't think
we can't make podcasts fast enough.
No.
All right, you're right.
Yes, this is going to be
like the expanding universe.
Yes, until there's the great game crash again and everything blows up and there's a nuclear holocaust. But yes, that is aside. Yes, thank you, Matt, for joining us this week for this podcast.
Anytime.
You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. You can find tweet at us at It's So Bad Pod on the Twitter machine. You can also email us itssobadpod@gmail.com. I want to thank Dos Cicchini Jr. for our theme music, and we'll be back in a couple weeks or next week, maybe, who knows, with another episode. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.